What if the secret to extraordinary success wasn't hidden in complex strategies or advanced degrees, but wrapped in 10 ancient scrolls waiting for someone worthy enough to receive them? This is the world Og Mandino invites us into, a timeless parable set in ancient Palmyra, where a humble camel boy named Hafid dares to dream beyond his station. He doesn't just want wealth, he wants to marry Leisha, a merchant's daughter far above his reach. His master, Pathros, the greatest merchant alive, sees something in this boy's burning ambition and decides to test him. The task seems simple: sell one exquisite robe in Bethlehem, a town so poor that seasoned salesmen avoid it entirely. But what happens next transforms everything. Hafid arrives to find no buyers, only a young couple sheltering in a cave with their newborn. Moved by compassion, he gives the robe away for free. He returns, expecting failure, but instead, Pathros reveals that this act of heart over profit has proven Hafid worthy of something priceless, 10 scrolls containing wisdom so potent they transformed Pathros himself from a desert wanderer into the world's greatest merchant. These aren't scrolls to be read once and shelved. They demand to be lived, practiced daily for 30 days each until their wisdom becomes automatic. This is where transformation begins, not through knowing, but through doing. Today, I begin a new life. These opening words declare an identity shift. Success starts with becoming a different person, not learning better tactics. The scroll cuts through. I will form good habits and become their slave. We'll be enslaved to something, either productive habits or destructive ones. Why not choose wisely? The methodology is demanding. Read each scroll 3 times daily for 30 consecutive days before advancing. No shortcuts. This isn't about intellectual understanding. It's about rewiring neural pathways through repetition until new behaviors become automatic. Unlike typical self-help, where we devour books, feel inspired, then revert, the scrolls force active engagement, transforming passive consumption into embodied practice. Habit formation needs foundation, recognizing your inherent value. I am nature's greatest miracle. The fourth scroll challenges false humility by acknowledging that each person possesses unique value. Since the beginning of time, never has there been another with my mind, my heart, my eyes. This recognition restores dignity in a world treating people as interchangeable parts. This transforms how we approach work. I will live this day as if it is my last, not morbid thinking, but a strategy for full presence. The scroll addresses self-comparison. I am here for a purpose, and that purpose is to grow into a mountain, not to shrink to a grain of sand. Personal development becomes fulfilling your distinct potential, measured only against your own previous limitations. I will greet this day with love in my heart. The second scroll presents sophisticated strategy disguised as idealism. This isn't romantic love. It's deliberately approaching interactions with genuine goodwill to transform influence. I will love the sun for it warms my bones, yet I will love the rain for it cleanses my spirit. Adversity becomes opportunity when approached with love rather than resentment. This perspective shift is profoundly practical. When we genuinely care about solving customers' problems rather than extracting their money, we build trust that transcends transactions. People sense the difference between someone taking from them and someone serving them. I will love those who love me, and I will love those who do not love me. Responding to hostility with goodwill transforms adversaries into allies by refusing to escalate conflict. When someone responds to your frustration with patience, it disarms you. That's strategic emotional intelligence. Yet love without emotional mastery becomes ineffective sentimentality. Today, I will be master of my emotions. The sixth scroll tackles managing emotional states through conscious direction, not suppression. Like the tides, my emotions rise and fall. Recognizing this creates conscious management rather than unconscious reaction, the counterintuitive approach. When I feel fear, I will plunge ahead. When I feel like sloth, I will work harder. Acting opposite to limiting emotions disrupts their power and creates new response patterns. The emphasis on immediate action, I will act now, I will act now, I will act now, prevents paralysis by focusing on concrete steps, creating momentum that naturally shifts emotional state toward confidence. I will persist until I succeed. The third scroll addresses what separates achievers from dreamers, the willingness to continue despite obstacles. This isn't blind stubbornness, it's strategic endurance grounded in understanding how success works. Like water persistently flowing over stone, meaningful achievement comes through consistent effort over time. Prizes come at the end of each journey, not near the beginning. We don't know how many steps remain before breakthrough. That's why persistence matters. Each failure isn't proof of inadequacy, it's information. Each obstacle I will consider as a mere detour to my goal. The scroll offers practical wisdom. I will always remember the ancient law of averages, and I will bend it to my good. Each no increases the probability the next attempt yields yes, a mathematical perspective that neutralizes rejection's emotional impact. Yet persistence without joy becomes grim endurance that breaks the spirit. I will laugh at the world. The seventh scroll introduces a liberating principle, maintaining perspective through humor. I will laugh at my failures, and they will vanish in clouds of new dreams. I will laugh at my successes, and they will shrink to their true value. This prevents both despair from overvaluing setbacks and complacency from overvaluing achievements. What seems overwhelming with grim determination often becomes manageable with a lighter touch. After Hafid becomes the greatest salesman in the world, years pass with something unfulfilled, finding a worthy successor. When Paul of Tarsus arrives, he carries no hunger for wealth, only burning conviction to spread a message of transformation. Hafid recognizes the same qualities Pathras once saw in him: compassion married to determination, wisdom beyond years, willingness to sacrifice personal gain for greater purpose. He entrusts the scrolls to Paul, completing the cycle that began when he gave his robe to a poor family in Bethlehem. The story's deepest truth emerges. The greatest success isn't measured by what we accumulate, but by what we give away. The scroll's power multiplies through sharing, not hoarding. Each generation must pass this wisdom forward, not to everyone, but to those who demonstrate readiness through actions, not words. This is the book's invitation to us. We've received the scroll's wisdom. The question isn't whether we understand them intellectually, that's easy. The question is whether we'll practice them daily until they transform from ideas into embodied habits, then pass what we've learned to others worthy of receiving it. Your life is the only proof that matters. Will you begin today?